Alcoa Aluminum has reported a $223 million loss in the fourth quarter. That's much worse than Wall Street expected, and the news drove Alcoa's stock down by 10% yesterday. North Country Public Radio's David Summerstein reports Alcoa plans to eliminate 8,000 jobs worldwide.
Alcoa is selling off businesses it says don't deliver superior returns. Those include specialty chemicals, packaging equipment, and aluminum foil operations in North America. Most of the job cuts will come in Europe and South America. 15% of them will be in the U.S. Alcoa hasn't announced where yet. The Pittsburgh-based company is responding to continued low aluminum prices and weak demand in the aerospace, industrial gas turbine, and telecommunications markets. Spokesman Kevin Lowry.
As a result of that, we thought it would be best to both divest as well as to streamline some operations.
The loss surprised even bearish analysts. Dale Kramer of Smith Barney monitors the aluminum industry from Messina, New York, where Alcoa owns smelting and engineered products plants. He says low prices for a commodity usually mean low expectations, but this news is especially bad.
It comes as a bit of a surprise in that it's a little more dramatic than we anticipated.
Alcoa cut 10,000 jobs last year. 110 of those were in Messina, a small company town in northern New York. Alcoa celebrated its 100th anniversary in Messina last summer, but the smelting plant could close altogether if it doesn't become more profitable. Messina's Mayor Ken McDonnell says that's familiar talk when Messina is competing for jobs in the aluminum industry with places like Russia and Brazil.
But of course, it's on everyone's mind, talked about quite frequently. The what-if scenarios are run over and over again. But we've overcome challenges like this before, and we fully intend to overcome this one.
Local and state officials are going to have to come up with a package of financial incentives to keep Alcoa in town, so the plant workers will still have jobs when Alcoa determines which are its best operations next year. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein in Messina, New York.